7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Is it on? Good. Lock the door, Tib. Okay, where am I? What am I doing? What's the score? 3, 2, 1. It's 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time for another extraordinarily exciting episode of The Dubious Calls Committee. Yeah, that was a weird one. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the aforementioned Dubious Goals Committee. And what am I doing? What's going on? I'm lurking around outside. I gotta take my sunglasses off. Otherwise, I'm not gonna be able to see anything. Okay, so what's happening? It's a sunny day here on this, I don't know, what is it, Monday? I don't know what the hell day it is. Where's my camera? In my pocket. Okay, gonna take my camera out of my pocket just in case. Because where are we today? Well, we're at Herrenhaven. We have some moderately mild weather. It's 6 degrees. And I'm just out walking around. Where am I out walking around? I'm at Herrenhaven. Because I'm a monkey in the big jungle. I'm walking around the dragonfly pond. It's frozen over. There's lots of logs and chunks of wood in there. And now I'm walking into the forest. Wow, so wild, so crazy. Okay, the forest. It's very brown. There's no leaves. Well, there's plenty of leaves. It's just that they're all on the ground, not on the trees. I'm looking at the owl tree. I'm looking at both the owl trees. I'm looking over there at the old marmot den. A big old marmot that we used to call Lumberjack. He used to live in that den. And then that den got taken over by foxes. Sometimes it's a fox den. Sometimes it's a marmot den. I don't think there's anything in there right now. I'd be fairly confident. This is part of this forest that has all the bad stuff in it. The invading invasive species of plant. Nobody's actually told me what it is or what it's actually called, but I do hear people referring to it as high bush cranberry. And yeah, once this stuff moves in, it pushes the marmots out. Because marmots like to run around on the ground and do marmot stuff. And why do I... Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, I'm seeing a lot of glare. There's a lot of glare coming off the ground to my right. It's a very sunny day today. The sun is only, let's see, level 10, 30 degrees inclination. And I'm looking around. I want to find some dudes. I want to find some kind of animal-y dudes today. Looking for my animal friends out in the forest. Walking around real quiet in my good shoes. The good shoes. Now, this glare that's coming off the field over there is caused by the temporary pond being full of water. Now, the temporary pond, being a temporary pond, should not always be full of water. Only sometimes full of water. And that sometimes is pretty much like May and June, a few weeks in there. Springtime rains fill up this little pond. All the little duckies like to hang out. And that is, of course, caused by the rain. Oh my God. Yeah, the temporary pond is now, wow, in full effect. In full effect. We cannot go that way. We can't go that way. Wow. And you know what? There's more water in the temporary pond now than I've seen during in the springtime. And why is this happening? Well, if you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee for the last, I don't know, 3 weeks, you know that this is caused by beavers. The little fun little beaver friends of mine, they're building dams. And they've dammed up the little creek. The little creek that serves as the drainage for the pond at Herrenhaven. The pond at Herrenhaven is spring fed. And so it's constantly getting water. Therefore, it needs to constantly drain. And so there's a little weir over in the corner of the pond that drains the water into a very little creek that then runs runs parallel to Maple Street, and it pours into the Papio Creek. However, it's this little creek that the beavers have dammed up, and they dammed it up at the end, and so it's completely backed up, and it's now overflowing the creek. Wait, what's that smell? Huh, wait. Oh, I had something there for a minute. Okay. Right, so the creek is overflowing, which means that the Mulhall's property is now flooding. The temporary pond is fuller than it's ever been. Okay, I'm now standing at the edge of the sub-pond that feeds the billabong. Actually, technically speaking, this whole place is a billabong. But I just like to call that spot over there the super ultra coolest billabong, because that's the original creek. Now, the Papio Creek. The reason Herrenhaven exists is because back in the 50s or whenever, the Army Corps of Engineers straightened out the Papio Creek and made it ultra deep and stuff for flood control reasons. Oh, there's lots of paths in here. And so when they straightened out the creek, this became, you know, a wetlands. And now I'm walking out towards the boardwalk, and I'm walking by the big reed field. The reed and grass field. There's little paths in here. There's been dudes walking around in here. They've been creating little roads, little highways. And I suspect they are bevelers and muskrats. Beavers and scratties. Flying overhead now are some fairly large V's of Canada geese. Which way are they going? They're flying south, strangely enough. All right, is that a dude on a log out there? No. They're coming in for a landing here. Oh boy. You know, technically Herrenhaven is a goose airport. And so yeah, I guess they're gonna take a break from their migration. Yeah, we've got guys circling. They're in landing patterns. They're on approach. So I'm walking out on the boardwalk now. The pond is ice. Everything is iced over. The ice is not very thick, though. Yeah, no. Not thick enough for us to go out on or anything. A lot of these geese are really confused. This guy's coming in. These guys are on final. You okay? That one arm of that first wave, they've looped around, and they're coming back in pairs. Pairs and fours. There's another group over there. It's kind of... I think that group might have given up. It looks like they're heading over towards the golf course. Yeah, hi, buddy. You're clear. Just land it. Just land it. So honkity honk, my goose friends are swooping in. And, yeah, well, there's no ice over here. Well, actually, the ice over here is just sort of a little skin on the top of the water. We're in direct sun now. All right, I've come to the end of the boardwalk. And I'm not sure why I came out here. There's no action. Except for these geese still circling. There's still some circlers. Huh. I don't see any... I don't see any other birds. No big birds, you know, no... Hey. No, nothing. Wait a minute, what? Maybe... What's moving over there? I see grass and weeds moving. And it's not that windy. There is a slight breeze. But is there a dude out there on the little weir spit? Oh, yeah, it's just a squirrel. Oh, those squirrels, they fooled me again. They know how to get my attention. All you gotta do is get low to the ground and shake some grass. Move some reeds around. Rattle some reeds. You'll catch my attention. Yeah, speaking of rattling some reeds, you should start looking for push-ups. Muskrats should be making push-ups about now. And what's a push-up? A push-up is how muskrats overwinter. I'm looking back here. I don't see any. Looking back here, I don't immediately see any, but there could be one over there. I wouldn't be able to tell from here. You know, basically, a push-up is this little, like, tent. It's like a wigwam for muskrats. They get underneath some dead, dry reeds. Once all the cattails and all the other reeds and stuff die off, then, you know, they fall over. They get pushed down and matted down. Well, the muskrats will then get underneath. They'll work their way and scrabble their way underneath and then push it up. Push this mat of grasses and stuff up and make a little tent. And then they will overwinter in there. And then when the spring comes, they just dig their way out. They just dig their way out of the side. How do you know this, Tobe? Well, I witnessed it one year when the muskrats built one of their push-ups right over there in the sub pond. And in the winter, when the water was frozen, you could just walk right up to it, and it was really cool. And in the spring, one day, ice was still frozen, I went up to it, and I noticed that there was a hole in the side that was dug from the inside out. I thought that was pretty cool. And then I saw those scratty guys later. In fact, if I remember correctly, I saw my scratty over here somewhere. I'm at the end of Frog Harbor. It's all frozen. There's a big tree falling in the water. One of the old cottonwoods fell over. And they cut this one down. Not sure why. There was a big cottonwood here that was dead. That was sort of protecting the wall blind here in the billabong. I'm now standing on the steps behind the wall blind overlooking the back of the billabong. Iced over. All iced over. And that ice out there is kind of thick. I'm kind of tempted to go out there, but... Yeah. I don't want to try to work my way through all that grass. Okay, so I think we now need to head out to the big blind, to the A.J. Werthmann Memorial Blind. Okay, let's stop here a second. There's lots of pink flags. And when I say flags, I mean somebody has tied little pink bits of... Oh, it's surveyor's tape to various plants. Somebody's marking more plants that needs to be taken out. That's good. Okay, walking through the forest. Ooh, where is everybody? Where are all the dudes? Wait. I hear something moving. Squirrel. Squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. Okay. Hey, Mr. Squirrely, where's my friends? Oh, squirrel in a tree. He's having a good time, yeah. What a, oh, geez. Was that guy just in the sun? Is that why he looks so bright? I just saw a cardinal. I just saw a male cardinal. He didn't look red. He looked orange. Maybe it was just the angle of the sun. Got some really weird light today. Really weird light. Very golden sort of light. The sun is pretty damn low in the sky. I'm looking for that bird. He's over there somewhere. I can't see him now. I wanted to see his orangeness again. How orange is my bird? Okay, so we are about 10 meters from the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. Let's see what's going on out here today. Well, we got a little open water, and it's mostly frozen over. Here at my end, we got some open water in the shallows, and it's all frozen. I don't see any turtles. I don't see any ducks. I don't see any of the dudes that we normally see in the pond, because it's winter. It's the middle of December. Okay, I hear some honky geese. Let's go to the big blind. I'm looking up in the sky for any other bird. Hey, did I hear ducks? I'm looking for any flying birds. I don't see any flying birds. And now I approach the blind. Let's go in here and see what we can see. Dump, 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 dump. Squirrel to my left making noise in the leaves. Oh, there's some goosers right here. Hi, gooser friends. Okay, looking out the blind. It's ice everywhere. Except right here, where the reflection of the sun is making the caustics dynamic in here. That's very nice. And there's duckies, and there's geese. Yeah, and right where I'm at, there's open water, and everything else is ice. Okay, and so some of the geese heard me, and so they're kind of swimming away a little bit. I'm going to stick my head out here. Okay, what do we got? What do we got? What do we got? A lot of Canadas. Lots of Canada geese. How many Canada geese, Tobe? Oh, 300. We've got ducks. What kind of ducks? Well, we got mallards. Oh, look at this little guy. Oh, look at these two little shiny head guys. Oh, yeah, we got mallards. We got mallards. How many mallards we got? A lot. We got male mallards. We got female mallards. We got, I think, yeah. Wait, put your glasses on, Tobe. That might help. I took my glasses off earlier so I could see better. This doesn't help. There might be some teals back there behind that log hanging out. I don't, can't really tell. Yeah. No, if that one, yeah. I just saw that one guy stand up as flex. Okay, so we got teals. We got mallards. What other kind of quacky dudes do we have out here? And hey, what's on the bank up there? Is that, well, it must just be a bird, because if that was something else, it would scare the birds away. Yeah, there's some of the duckies are walking around on the bank over there. And I am just scanning the rim, kind of wondering where our herons might be. Not here. Okay, I'm also hearing a strange sound, and I know what it is. I wish you could hear it. This is when I wish I had a parabolic mic, because I would point at it. I'm listening to the sound of a goose chewing on ice. There's a goose in the water. He's approached the ice shelf, and he's just chewing on the edge of the ice. What is that all about? Hey, what the hell are you doing? Yeah, he's still doing it, too. Just, I don't see... You know, that other guy over there might be doing it. Oh, can you hear the little duckies squawking and quacking? They're saying squawka, squawka, squawka. I can hear some quacky action. Oh, and some teals have just swum out over here. It is very quacky. But it's quackier over there. And that's when I wish I could be over there sometimes. Over on the other side of the delta. This is where one of the spring feeds is in this corner. There's about, oh, let's see. You know, maybe 10 or 15, 20 meters over there. There's a ravine. It's hard to explain unless you see a map, but there's a spring under a church. It flows down through there, comes down here, and comes down here, and there's this delta. And then there's a spring over there. Actually, I'm imagining these are all the same springs with just different. Anyway, look at all these ducks. Look at all these duck butts. All the ducks are diving, looking for stuff, and they stick their butts up in the air. It's like duck semaphore. It's funnier when the geese do it. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Now the three geese that are directly out in front of me here on the ice shelf are all chewing on the ice. What the hell? What is that all about? I don't... Yeah, okay, whatever. I don't need to know. It's just a weird sound. Really weird. Anyway. I am standing in direct sun, and I'm starting to feel it. The sun is coming through the blind. I'm going to stick my head out here and look the other way, see if there's anybody over here. Nope, there's no action over here. Nobody on the turtle party log. There aren't any geese on Goose Island. It's just nobody's hanging out there. They all feel like hanging out on the ice or in the water. That's lovely. Lots of mallards, lots of teals. It's a waterfowl day here at the Heron Haven. We don't have any herons, but that's okay. All our other quacky, quacky, honky friends are swimming around in the water and making weird noise, chewing on the ice. What the hell are they doing? I don't understand what's happening, so I'm leaving. I'm turning around. Okay. I'm back out on the path here. I can hear quacky quackers. I'm already excited for spring. And as I walk by this other wall here, winter photography contest. November 14th to January 14th. Submit photos. Photo at. And then there's an address. I wonder if that's Joy. Who's running a photography contest? Do we still have a photography club? Who knows? These are all questions that I could get answers to. Should I so desire? All right, back on the bridge, overlooking the turtle pond. No turtles, no turtles. I can't wait for spring, because then we'll have lots of turtles, and we'll have lots of quacky, quacky ducks. And you know, I've been threatening this for a number of decades, but I've always wanted to build a a remote control goose. You know, just get like a goose or duck decoy. Just put a tiny motor in it. And then do what? Well, drive it around. But nowadays, with cameras and stuff being so cheap, I thought, you know, you could put a camera in a goose or a duck, a remote control duck, and you could drive it around. And you could look at ducks. I don't want to look at ducks. I want to record ducks. So that's what I really want. I want a duck-shaped stereo floating remote microphone. So basically what you do is you get a duck decoy. You know, you put a motor in it, you put a servo in it to run a rudder so you can steer it. And then you put a couple of really nice microphones in it. And maybe a recorder, or maybe just, you know, Bluetooth. Bluetooth is not the solution to everything. It's barely the solution to anything. Regardless. And then you could drive around, you could drive your duck around, you could just sit hidden in a blind where no duckies can see you. And then you can drive your duck out amongst the other ducks and say, "Hi, I'm the new duck in town. Where do we party, my ducky buddies?" And they say, "Oh, we party over here. Quack, quack, quackity quack." And then you can record ducks talking. And then you could have, you know, hours and hours of recorded duck conversations to listen to or to broadcast on the Dubious Goals Committee. All right, instead of walking out of here the straight way, I'm going to take the cut here, and we're going to go out onto the Mulhouse property, and we're just going to walk along the edge of the property here and then back onto Harenhaven. And the reason I want to come out here is just to see if there's any beavers running around. Because I still haven't seen these beavers. I'm so mad at myself. Ow, and now I got something in my shoe. Oh, and there's a squirrely. He's kind of fat. Hi, squirrely. Okay, looking for beavers, oh, where are they? I don't see any, but it's daytime. Oh, more goosers flying over. Lots of geese gonna go land at Harenhaven. Yeah, oh my god. Yeah, this other little depression here has also become a pond. This property is flooding. The beavers have sabotaged the Mulhouse property. The Mulhouse nursery isn't gonna be able to grow any shrubbery around here. Because the beavers have flooded everything. And I like it. Alright, so here we are. We're basically back at Harenhaven. And I'm going to walk through the back of this little zone. We're back behind the butterfly garden. Which is also looking very brown. And dry. But, you know, that's cool. Now we got to walk over another little bridge. Hey, they built a new one. Yeah, okay, cool. This is getting kind of rotted. And this is the little loop path that's behind. This makes no sense, but hey, what the hell. Now we can claim that there are trails, plural, at Harenhaven. And we can walk on them on another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, without exception, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go home. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.